Hello everyone, Sebastian here, and I'm going to start a series we want to call it, but I'm going to start reading Proverbs every day as if my father was giving me this wisdom. So I'm creating a book in the next 90 days called 10 Things I Wish My Father Would Have Taught Me. And of course, I have over 10 things, I probably have 100 things in my head. And so I'm reading through Proverbs to get wisdom from my father, to see what did I really want him to teach me. And so you're going to go on a journey with me, and you're just going to hear my unedited thoughts of what I would want my father have taught me. So this morning I was reading Proverbs chapter 19. And for some of you guys who've never done this journey, it's called a proverb a day. There's approximately 31 days in a month. There's 31 proverbs. So for the day of the month, I'll be reading that chapter. Today's June 19th. I'll be reading chapter 19. And I read the whole chapter, one verse that jumps out at me, one or two, three verses that jump out at me that I meditate on the rest of the day. So you're going to get my raw, unedited, filtered thoughts. So here we go. June 19th, Proverb 19th, and it happened to be the second verse. And the second verse basically says, in summary, it says this: anxious or excited thoughts without plan leads into trouble. So that's my summary, my version. And as a young man, I come up with a plan, at least 100 plans every day, and that's just before lunch. And what Proverbs is saying is hasty plans are no good, causes trouble. And as a coach, what I find is a lot of people have ideas. There's lack of shortage of ideas. In fact, I like to think I was the first one to create the smartphone. No exaggeration. When the, I don't even know what it's called anymore. What was that came out? It was like a PDF or PDA came out and he had his flip phone. And I said, if I could put these two things together, I was telling Donna. So this is about 23 years ago, because we were right before we got married. And I said, if I could put these two items together, holy smokes, I wouldn't have to carry two things. I created the first smartphone. Except for I never created it. It was just an idea. And that's the problem. Too many great ideas without any commitment behind it is just fantasy. It's mental masturbation. So here's what I'm learning from today's devotional. If my father would have taught me this, hey, son, you're going to come up with 1,000 great ideas. But the one that you want to put blood, sweat, and tear behind is no longer an idea. It's a reality. Go with that one. And if I would have listened to that advice, you know how much I would have saved myself? How many hours I would have not wasted just having mental masturbation and fantasy? And then I would have been able to correct myself and challenge myself what is really significant in my life. We come up many ideas, but what's the one that you want to put blood, sweat, and tears behind that you want to be committed to? And in that commitment, as a journey of gifts that you'll get along the way, the journey of being detailed, the journey going through obstacles and resistance, the journey of having success and building character. That's what I wish my father had taught me. Just acknowledge that I'm going to come up great ideas. And the idea that I choose to execute, choose to put blood, sweat, and tears behind, that idea is going to serve me. That idea is going to be the best for me. So that was my initial thoughts from Proverbs 19. And my father would have taught me one thing. He would have taught me that I'll have many great ideas, and the one that I choose is the one that's going to build character in my life. So choose one, stop fantasizing, and get into reality. Hope that encouraged you. And again, look forward to sharing more as I do this every day and give you thoughts I wish my father would have taught me.